Book 1 of the Psalms, Psalm 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Blessed is the man. Would you like to be blessed by God? Do you want to be favored and honored in His eyes? Do you want your life to be fruitful and meaningful and of rich eternal value? When the day of judgment comes, do you want to be driven away into outer darkness? Or would you like to stand before the Lord Himself and be accepted by Him? Well, if you want to be blessed, it's actually quite simple. Stay away from evil and seek the Lord with all your heart through His Word. It's really that simple. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Don't listen to the ungodly and their counsel. Do not walk in their ways. Nor standeth in the way of sinners. Don't hang around with sinners. Don't learn their ways. Nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Don't sit around with people who just mock everyone, make fun of everything, scorn authority and judgment. Don't sit with them. Don't learn their ways. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Love the word of God. Search the scriptures. Seek for wisdom and understanding. Seek the face of God in his word. God has already revealed to us what he thinks, what his ways are. He's already revealed to us who his son is and the way of eternal life. Meditate in his word, day and night. If you do these things, you will be blessed indeed, and you will bear good fruit, lasting fruit. Your fruit will not wither, and whatever you do will be blessed of God and will be prosperous. Other than that, you will not be blessed by God. You can do lots of religious activities, you can do lots of spiritual works, quote unquote. You can do lots of great work for God and great humanitarian work for the homeless. But in the end, if you hung around evil people and learned their ways and never searched the scriptures to know the true God and be true to Him, you will end up being cursed. And you'll meet the Lord Himself one day and He'll say, "Depart from me, ye that work iniquity, for I never knew you." When it comes down to it, in the end, There are ultimately only two categories of people on planet Earth: the righteous and the sinners. The blessed of the Lord and the cursed of the Lord. Those who seek the true God and the ungodly who go in their own way. Psalm chapter 1 lays out the two. Are you righteous or are you ungodly? Do you love the Lord or are you a sinner who goes your own way? Even from the very beginning, the first two boys ever born on planet Earth, Cain and Abel, represented these two categories. In the end, when Jesus returns, he'll divide all people into two categories. His sheep will be gathered on the right hand, and the goats will be gathered on the left hand. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Which way are you on? Psalm 1.